Okay, let's do a little mental time travel. I want you to, just for a second, remember the very first time you tried to make friends with the computer. Maybe you're old enough to remember those little plastic eggs, the Tamagotchis, that you were desperately trying to keep alive during math class. Or maybe it was Clippy, tapping on your screen, looking all eager, trying to help you write a letter.
I think for most of us, that memory is tied to the realization that Clippy didn't actually care if you wrote the letter. He was just a script. He was annoying.
He was a total nuisance. But the desire was there, wasn't it? We have this deep-seated, almost weird need to put a ghost in the machine. We went from those pixelated little blobs to Siri and Alexa, and now we talk to, plastic pucks on our kitchen counters. But let's be honest, talking to a cylinder about the weather isn't exactly a friendship, it's transactional.
It's strictly input-output. You ask, it answers, then it goes back to sleep. It's passive. It waits for you to do all the work.
Exactly. But today, we are unpacking something that claims to be the end of that passive era. We are doing a deep dive into the Razer AVA, specifically Project AVA, and the source we are pulling apart today is this massive, brand new review from the Tech and Innovation Analysis team titled The Dawn of the Agentic Desktop Companion. This literally just dropped around February 4, 2026, so we are right on the cutting edge here.
And the timing matters because the language is changing. The report makes a huge deal about one specific word, agentic.
Agentic. It sounds like something out of a spy thriller or, I don't know, a philosophy textbook.
Huh.
So what's our mission today?
Our mission is to figure out if this agentic cyberpunk hologram sitting on your desk is just a fancy, like, $500 toy for gamers with too much disposable income, or if it actually represents a fundamental shift in how we interact with computers. Is this the moment the desktop buddy finally grows up and gets a real job?
I love that framing. So let's rewind a bit, because AVA didn't start as this flashy piece of hardware. If we look back just a year, 2025, this was a totally different beast, right?
Completely different. It's actually a great example of a pivot. In 2025, Razer was pitching this concept entirely as software. It was an AI esports coach that lived on your hard drive. The pitch was, you play a game of League of Legends or Valorant, and afterwards, this pop-up window appears and tells you why you lost.
Which is useful, I guess,
Oh.
but it sounds a bit sterile, like a spreadsheet that yells at you, "Hey, your efficiency was down 4%. Thanks, spreadsheet."
That's exactly what the market feedback said. Razer did the research, and the Tekken report highlights this. They found a massive emotional disconnect. Gamers didn't bond with a floating 2D voice or a notification bubble. It felt like a tool, a utility. It didn't feel like a presence.
Right. We want something that takes up space. We want something that casts a shadow. If it's going to be my friend, it needs to, sit at the table.
Precisely. We want something there. So throughout 2025, they pivoted hard. They realized that to make the connection real, they had to move from reactive software, waiting for you to click a button, to proactive hardware. They worked with display pioneers to shrink holographic tech down to a desktop form factor. And that physical presence is the prerequisite for that buzzword we mentioned, agentic.
Okay, let's break that down properly. Agentic. It's not a word you hear every day. In the context of this report, what does it actually mean for a piece of hardware to have agency?
Well, think about your current smart speaker. It sits there. It does absolutely nothing until you say the wake word. It is a passive microphone. It has no drive of its own. AVA is different. AVA observes. The report emphasizes that she, and the persona is very distinct, so we'll say she acts without always being prompted. She sees what you're doing, she analyzes the context, and she jumps in.
That sounds both incredibly helpful and, I have to say, mildly terrifying. It's the difference between a butler who waits for a bell and a roommate who taps you on the shoulder and says, "Hey, you're screwing up."
That's a very accurate analogy. It's about initiative. But before we get into the brain of this roommate and whether she's actually helpful, we have to talk about the body. Because visually, this thing is a stunner.
It really is. It's a piece of industrial art. I'm looking at the specs here in the report. It's an 8-inch tall cylindrical tower. It's got this transparent, high-impact polycarbonate shell. It looks like a containment unit for some sci-fi energy source, or maybe a warp core from Star Trek. It definitely screams gamer aesthetic.
But the magic trick isn't the plastic, it's how the image is generated. A lot of people see hologram and think it's just a screen slapped on the front of a tube, or maybe a Pepper's Ghost trick.
But it's not. The report calls it the best illusion of a hologram currently on the market. So how are they pulling this off?
So inside the base of the unit, there is a 5.5-inch transparent micro OLED screen. But, and this is the key, you never look at that screen directly. The screen projects the image upwards onto a precision-engineered conical mirror inside the cylinder.
A conical mirror. So it's reflecting the image in 360 degrees.
Well, it creates a specific viewing angle that makes the image appear to be floating in the dead center of the tube. It gives it depth. It's not flat. But here is the technical detail that the Techin Report highlights as the absolute game changer. The refresh rate. It runs at 120 hertz.
Right. Now, for gamers, we know 120 hertz means smooth gameplay. But why does that matter for a little holographic girl in a jar?
Because of jitter and ghosting. If you've ever seen those cheap fan blade holographic displays at a trade show, they flicker. They look translucent. They look like ghosts. Your brain knows it's a trick. At 120 hertz, the motion is fluid enough that the brain is tricked into seeing solidity. It makes the character look like a living thing inside the glass rather than a projection.
It grounds it in reality. It stops being a special effect and starts being an object. And speaking of reality, it's not just projecting out, it's looking back at you.
That's the part the reviewer, Majid, called eerie yet fascinating. The device is loaded with sensors. It has an HD wide-angle camera with infrared depth tracking. It's constantly mapping your face and your position in the room.
So if I lean to the left to grab my coffee, AVA actually looks to the left.
Yes, she maintains constant eye contact. If you move around the room, her head turns to follow you. It triggers that primal part of your brain that says, oh, there is another conscious being in the room with me.
That is a wild psychological trick. It's mimicking social cues. It's making you feel responsible to the object.
Exactly. And that eye contact is the bridge. Once you accept she's there, you're more open to what she has to say. It breaks down the barrier between user and interface.
Okay, so we have a floating girl in a tube who stares at me with high refresh rate smoothness. That's cool tech, but essentially, if that's all it does, it's a fancy desk ornament. What's she actually do? Because this is where I think the agentic thing really clicks. The report talks about something called PC Vision Mode.
This is the killer app. This is what separates AVA from a Tamagotchi. You connect the tower via USB-C bridge to your PC.
And she doesn't just see the screen like a video recording, right? This isn't just screen capture.
No, and that is a crucial distinction. Screen capture is just pixels. It's dumb data. AVA uses computer vision to understand the semantic UI. She understands the heads-up display, or HUD, of your game. She creates a spatial map of the information on your screen and interprets what it means for you, the player.
The example in the source material is wild.
Oh,
it talks
yeah.
about playing GTA V6. And I think this story really nails the co-pilot concept.
Right. The reviewer was testing it out in a high-stress environment.
So imagine this scenario. You're in Vice City. It's a high-speed chase. Police sirens are wailing, helicopters overhead. You are focused on the road, weaving through traffic, adrenaline pumping. You are completely tunnel-visioned on escaping the cops.
And because you're tunnel-visioned, you suffer from what we call cognitive narrowing. You miss the peripheral details. Your brain literally filters them out to focus on the road.
Specifically, the fuel gauge.
Exactly. The little needle dropping to empty, a classic mistake. But AVA isn't tunnel visioned. She doesn't have adrenaline. She's monitoring the UI.
She literally piped up and said, Majid, you're about to run out of gas. There's an alleyway to your left where you can switch cars.
Just pause on that for a second. That is not a pre-programmed script from the game developers. That is an external AI analyzing the game state in real time, predicting a failure point, running out of gas, and offering a tactical solution based on the geometry of the environment.
That's actually huge. She's not a coach anymore. She's a co-pilot. She's essentially the guy in the chair from every spy movie telling you where the exit is.
Precisely. And that's the shift. A coach tells you what you did wrong after the game creates a report. A co-pilot helps you win while you're playing, and the implications go beyond gaming. Imagine you're coding and you miss a syntax error, or you're trading stocks and you miss a subtle market signal in the corner of your monitor because you're focused on a graph.
She becomes a second set of eyes. A specialized overlay for your life. That changes the dynamic from playing alone to playing as a team, even if the teammate is silicon.
Exactly. But a co-pilot is only as good as their personality. If she was annoying, or if she sounded like a robot, you'd unplug her in 5 minutes. So let's talk about the brain inside the box. Razer made a very specific choice here regarding who you're actually talking to. They partnered with xAI.
So by default, AVA runs on Grok. Which is Elon Musk's AI.
It is. And putting politics aside, for a gaming companion, it's actually a strategically clever choice. Grok is designed to be witty, unfiltered, and gaming literate.
The report mentions she can debate crypto trends or crack jokes about your gaming mishaps. It's not the polite corporate, "I'm sorry I didn't catch that," response you get from Siri.
Right. It suggests she can look at your local delivery history and say, "Hey, you've been grinding for 4 hours, maybe pizza again." It feels casual. It feels less like a bank teller and more like a friend on a Discord server.
But here's where it gets really interesting for the tech nerds, and frankly, for the longevity of the device.
Yeah.
You aren't married to Grok.
This is the AI agnostic architecture. This is Razer realizing that the AI landscape changes every 6 months. Through the Razer Synapse app, you can actually switch the brain.
So if I prefer the logic of OpenAI, or if I'm deep in the Google ecosystem,
you can switch her to GPT-5 or Google's Gemini Pro.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hot new model is in 2027.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Because usually with hardware, you buy the box and you're stuck with whatever dumb assistant is built in. If the assistant sucks, the hardware becomes e-waste.
Right. We've seen this happen with so many smart devices. GPT-5 might be the king today, but in 6 months, maybe Gemini is better at coding assistants. Maybe Grok 3 is better at gaming banter. This architecture means your $500 hardware doesn't become a paperweight just because the software fell behind. It decouples the body from the brain.
Let's touch on the design choice regarding that body again.
Yeah.
The default character model is an anime character named Kira. Why anime? Mm-hmm. Why not a hyper-realistic person? Why not a photorealistic celebrity?
This goes back to a core concept in robotics and psychology, the uncanny valley.
Okay, break that down for us.
Basically, as a robot or avatar gets closer to looking human but isn't quite perfect, our emotional response just crashes. Instead of finding it cute, we find it revolting. It looks like a corpse or a zombie or someone who is sick.
Right, like those old CGI movies where the eyes are just dead. It makes your skin crawl.
Exactly. But stylized characters like anime don't trigger that revulsion because they aren't trying to be human. Kira has large eyes, exaggerated expressions, spiky hair. It's easier for us to read emotion on a stylized face than a realistic one that's slightly off. It bypasses the uncanny valley entirely.
And the emotion is a big part of the sell here. The report talks about a feedback loop. It's not just about her talking, it's about her reacting physically.
Yes. It's about humanizing the machine state.
She physically cheers when you win. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the detail that really caught my eye, she sweats when your CPU thermals spike.
I loved that detail. It's so dramatic, but it's brilliant UI design.
It is. Instead of a pop-up warning or a graph, she wipes her brow.
Think about what that does. Instead of checking a boring temperature graph or looking at a number like 85 degrees Celsius, you look over and see your digital buddy panting and wiping her brow. You immediately know, viscerally, oh, my PC is working hard. It translates technical data into emotional data.
It makes solitary gaming feel social. You're not just sitting alone in a dark room pushing a GPU to its limit. You and Kira are sweating it out together.
It sounds trivial, but for the lonely coder or the solo gamer, that psychological shift is significant. It creates a shared experience with a machine. It converts "my computer is hot" to "we are working hard."
Okay, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, or rather, the camera in the room.
Privacy.
Yeah. We are talking about a device that listens to you, watches you with depth sensors, and literally reads the text on your computer screen. On paper, this is a privacy nightmare. It's a spy device you pay for.
It is the definition of a nightmare. And Razer knew that would be the first, second, and third question.
So how are they handling it? How do they convince me to put this on my desk without feeling like I'm broadcasting my life?
Their approach is called local first processing. And this is where the hardware specs we mentioned earlier really matter.
What does local first mean in plain English?
It means the heavy lifting, the PC vision, where it looks at your screen, happens on a neural chip inside the device itself. It's edge AI.
So it's not streaming my GTA gameplay or my bank statement to a server in California to be analyzed.
No. No screenshots, no video feeds go to the cloud. What happens is the chip inside the AVA tower analyzes the screen, figures out what's happening locally, and converts that visual data into text-based metadata.
Metadata like player is low on health or user's looking at a spreadsheet.
Exactly. And only that text string player is low on health is encrypted and sent to the large language model to generate the witty response. The visuals stay on your desk. The cloud never sees your screen.
That's a massive distinction. It's the difference between sending a photo of your house to a stranger versus just telling them my house is blue.
Correct. And they included some physical fail-safes, too, for the people who don't trust software.
I'm one of those people. Software switches can be hacked.
Then you'll like this. There is a physical privacy shutter that slides over the camera lens. You can see it cover the eye. and a hardware mute button that physically disconnects the microphone circuit. It creates an air gap. Even if someone hacked the device, if that button is pressed, the mic literally has no power.
Good. I like physical buttons. Now let's talk about the community, because Razer is pretty good at letting people tinker, and this seems ripe for modding.
The open API is going to be the secret sauce here. They are encouraging persona packs.
So if I don't want an anime girl, I can have, I don't know, Geralt of Rivia or Master Chief?
Potentially. The report mentions that community prototypes are already popping up with characters from Cyberpunk and The Witcher.
Can you imagine Geralt sitting in a tube on your desk, judging your gaming skills? You missed that shot.
It's inevitable, and honestly, it's smart. If Razer locked this down to just their characters, it would get stale. By opening it up, they let the community build the value, and streamers are jumping on it too.
How so?
They can connect AVA to the Twitch API, so if someone subscribes to the channel, the hologram on the desk reacts. If someone donates bits, maybe she does a dance or changes color.
That's brilliant. It bridges the gap. The digital audience can essentially poke the physical reality of the streamer.
It makes the stream feel more interactive, more alive. Mm-hmm. It turns the device into a prop for entertainment.
So let's zoom out and look at the market context. 2026 has been a weird year for gadgets.
Weird is an understatement. We saw bone conduction music lollipops at CES this year.
Wait, seriously? Lollipops that play music in your head when you suck on them?
Yes, and rollable laptop screens that curl up like yoga mats. But amidst all that novelty, the Tanken Report argues that AVA stands out because she solves a specific problem.
Which is?
Immersion and companionship for power users. You compare this to something like the Samsung Bally.
That little yellow rolling ball robot.
Right. Bally is a home manager. It patrols your house, checks for intruders, manages your smart lights. It's a utility droid. AVA isn't trying to run your home. She doesn't care about your thermostat. She's trying to be your wingman.
She stays on the desk. She's focused.
Exactly. And that focus justifies the price tag.
Which is not small. Let's talk numbers.
No. In the US and Europe, we are looking at $499.
$500. That's the price of a PS5 or a mid-range graphics card.
It is. It's an investment. In the Gulf region, Dubai, KSA, it's retailing around 1,950 AED. And for our listeners in Iran, looking at around 45 million toman.
So this is a premium toy. This isn't for the casual user who checks email once a week.
It's for the enthusiast. It's for the person who has the $3,000 PC, the custom mechanical keyboard, and the nano leaf lights on the wall.
The person who chases that next gen feel.
Precisely. If you want a glimpse of the future of computing in 2026, this is the only device offering it. Everything else is just a faster version of what we already have. This is new.
So what's the verdict? Is it worth the $500?
The report concludes that while it's expensive, the immersion is unmatched. For the right user, the lonely coder, the hardcore gamer, the tech explorer, it's a game changer. It changes the dynamic of the room.
It seems like we are crossing a threshold here. We're moving from the era of smart tools to the era of smart partners.
We are. AVA represents the dawn of the agentic era. We are moving away from computers as hammers and screwdrivers, things you pick up and put down to computers as partners, hardware that watches, thinks, and helps.
It's fascinating and, honestly, a little bit spooky.
That leads me to a provocative thought for our listeners to take away. We've spent decades trying to make computers understand us. We wanted them to hear our voice, read our face, know what we want before we ask.
And now they can.
Now they can. But as these devices move from being tools to being companions, as they get faces and personalities and start making eye contact, are we psychologically ready to feel seen by our computers?
That is the question. It's one thing to watch a screen. It's another thing entirely when the screen watches you back and judges your driving skills in GTA.
Indeed.
Well, that's all we have time for on this deep dive into the future of friendship, or at least the future of desktop ornaments. Thanks for listening, and go explore those settings. You never know who might be watching.
Just stay curious.